This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin with what you might call a foreshadowing of news yet to come. ADP, the giant payroll processing company, said this morning it figures the economy added 238,000 jobs last month. That is a tidy number indeed, which has raised expectations for the official government-sanctioned jobs report that's coming to us Friday morning. In the meanwhile, as you know, Congress is deciding what to do about unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. That is, people for whom the longer they are out of work, the harder it is to find work. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler gets us going on that story today.
After working at a Denver manufacturing plant for 14 years, Charlene Getzfried got laid off. That was 3 years ago. She's been applying for jobs ever since.
I've been applying for housekeeping, caretakers. I applied for Denver Public Schools as a food server.
One potential employer keeps stringing her along.
Every time I call them, they keep telling me they're going to hire next month, they're going to hire next month.
She's been hearing that line since October. Sadly, all the evidence suggests that applicants look less attractive to employers the longer they've been out of the workforce. Gary Burtless is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
Long-term joblessness seems to bring a stigma and causes employers to overlook the other qualifications that might make these people very good fits for their job openings.
What can the government do about the problem? Michael Strain with the American Enterprise Institute offers this idea.
We should help the long-term unemployed relocate.
He says the government could pay to move workers who are stuck in states where there are no jobs.
Instead of continuing to just cut you checks, maybe it makes sense to offer you a relocation voucher.
In the short term, Congress is more likely to extend federal unemployment benefits. But that wouldn't help Charlene Getzfried. Her unemployment benefits have already expired.
Now that I don't get that, my husband's having to work a lot of overtime.
Getzfried is 60. She hopes her working years are not behind her. In the meantime, she volunteers. It's something, at least, that she can stick on her resume. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.